Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Judson Van Deventer, that's a hard name to pronounce, lived in Dundee, Michigan. He was an art teacher and had traveled all over Europe visiting art galleries to learn more about art. Not only was he an art teacher, but he was also a local preacher. He had his license. Well, one day when he was singing in a choir, he felt that God was calling him to become an evangelist. But he really didn't want to do it. For 5 years, he struggled with the calling God had for him. 5 years! Should I do what God wants me to do or my own desires? He finally came to a decision to surrender to God's calling and give himself fully to Christian service. The words to this song, I Surrender, shows us the real personal struggle that he faced and the joy of full salvation he experienced when he surrendered all to Jesus. Lord, thank you so much for this day that we get to spend with you. Thank you for the time that we have together. Come into our hearts and help us to learn more and to grow in a deeper relationship with you. Amen. Remember where Paul was at? He was on a ship bound for Italy, and they had wintered in Malta. And finally, after the winter storms were over, they got on a ship and they sailed for Italy. Paul finally arrived. What a long trip it had been. And there had been a lot of things that happened, hadn't there? There was a shipwreck, and then he got bit by a snake, and he was healing people, the different people that lived there in Malta. Wow, it was a pretty amazing time. Well, now he was in Italy. But you know what? He wasn't in Rome. When the ship sailed, it didn't sail to Rome because Rome isn't along the sea. Instead, the ship sailed to a different port, and then they would have to travel 140 miles from where they had landed. Paul would have to walk all of those miles, chained to one of the soldiers. I want you to check out a map. I looked it up because I wanted to kind of see what it was and what was going on and where they were and the different places. So you can pull up a map, either ask your parents for help to look at one on the internet, or you can find a map in the back of your Bible, or maybe you have Bible maps, just maybe for school or for homeschool or whatever. You can look it up on the map. Look at a map of Italy and see where Paul landed and where he ended up. Well, before his last trip to Jerusalem, Paul had written a letter to the Christians in Rome. So they knew he was coming, and they knew that things kind of took a while. Now remember, he had been in Caesarea in prison for quite a while before he asked to go speak to the emperor, Nero. So he had been there for a while, and then he was delayed on the ship, and so now at last he was in Rome, and the Christians knew he was coming, and they were so excited that he was going to come visit them. They couldn't wait for him to get there. Paul had been eager to go to Rome too. He knew that there were many people in that city who needed to learn about Jesus. But Paul wasn't a prisoner when he wrote the letter. He had not expected to go to Rome as a prisoner. How could he preach about Jesus when he was in prison? Oh, don't worry. God had it covered. Well, Paul was tired. He was exhausted from the long and the dangerous trip. He was probably a little sad because he didn't know how he would be able to tell people about Jesus in chains. But you know what? There was a happy surprise for Paul, because a few of the Christians were living in the city where they landed. Not in Rome, but in the city where they landed, and they knew Paul was coming. Oh, they were so happy to see him. They hadn't expected him to be chained as a prisoner, but that just made them love him all the more. They begged him to stay with them for a few days. Now remember, this isn't Paul's timetable. He is supposed to do whatever Julius, the centurion, tells him to do. And the Christians were like, please, please stay just a few days. And guess what? Julius, that kind centurion, he liked Paul, and so he agreed they could stay for a few days there in the city. So he kept his soldiers and the prisoners that they were all taking to Rome in that city for a whole week. Wow. It was just so that Paul could be with his new Christian friends. Let's look it up. Acts chapter 28, verse 13 and 14. Acts is in the New Testament, right after John. Acts chapter 28. And then we're going to look under the big number, that chapter 28. Look down for those little numbers, verse 13 and verse 14. Let's see what that says.
From there we circled round and reached Rhegium. And after one day, the south wind blew. And the next day, we came to Petaloi. Well, we found brethren and we were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome.
Now where is Paul headed? To Rome. And what was going to happen in Rome? He was supposed to go before the emperor, Nero. Paul might have been a little nervous, but I kind of don't think so. I don't think he was ashamed to be a prisoner for the sake of Christ. And he knew that no matter what his circumstances were, he could share Jesus with those around him. Not only to people who came and talked to him, but even to the soldiers, to Julius, the centurion. The way that he acted was the way that others would perceive Christians. Have you ever met somebody who is super kind and wonderful and loving and, oh, they're like a Christian, like what you imagine a Christian should be. But then there's other people that say that they're a Christian and they don't do things like Jesus. They don't do things like Christ. They end up hurting the name of Jesus. They end up making it so people think badly about Christians. I know I want to be a good example. I want my life and my actions to be like Jesus so that others can see and want what I have. They can say, I want to know Jesus. Well, that's what Paul was doing. Even though he was a prisoner, even though he couldn't speak in front of all the people, he was able to make an impact and to make a difference on the people who were right around him. Wow, isn't that neat? Do you want to be like that? I know I do. And next time we're going to continue on the journey with Paul to Rome. What's going to happen? You'll have to come back. Before we go, let's bow our heads and let's pray that Jesus will be with us, all right? Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care. Help us to be like Paul, to be like you, that the things that we do, the actions that we do, that it will be like you. That we will be able to show your love to others and they will see the way that we live and what we do. And the people will be like, wow, I want to be like that. I want Jesus in my heart. Please, Lord, give us that power in our lives. Amen. Our new memory verse this week is Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Did you know that when we forgive others, that's kind of like the key that unlocks the ability for God to forgive us? He wants to forgive us. We need to forgive others, just like He did. Because we want to be like Him, don't we? I know I do.
Matthew 6:14.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.